I would guess most of us take the daily sounds that surround us so completely for granted that ordinary noises are things we never question, like the blowing of the wind or those long-since accepted creaks of an old house. In the movie world, however, sound is serious business, the responsibility of specialized professionals. They ensure the accurate sound of a particular visual action. Think click of a glass placed on a table or footsteps leading up to a closed door. Or they fill in sound design behind dialogue in ways our subconscious minds never question. Some of the best of these oral artists went to school to learn their skill. Others taught themselves.
You can go to school, certainly, to learn the engineering part of audio, and there are several schools that are really good at that. But like everything that's been around for the last, say, 10, 15, 20 years, a lot of the technical aspects of audio have been self-taught by a lot of people. Because it's on a computer now. So you can have it in your home and you can learn bit by bit. And certainly with things like YouTube, there are tons of tutorials you can learn from.
That's Giorgio Bertuccelli, a New Orleanian of Italian background whose youthful efforts at music composition were followed by a fascination with sound in all its forms, all of which began in his family's Mardi Gras float building warehouse.
I worked with my father in my father's shop, making Mardi Gras floats. As I got older in the shop, I was more interested in the sounds that would happen in a large warehouse. If a hammer would fall or a piece of wood would strike a float, I just loved the thud. I loved the reverberation that you could hear in the hall that was the warehouse. And so I started building my instruments, but all of my instruments were somewhat atonal. They dealt more from an aspect of sound into music instead of music using sound.
Before long, Giorgio was using his self-taught sound skills in the few movies being shot here in the 1980s. Then left for Hollywood, where he worked on high-end television commercials as well as shows like Friends. But home is home, and since there's a thriving movie industry here now, he's back and plans to open his own sound studio with his partner Dean Hovey. Right now, though, they are installing a unique sound design, part of the Cinema Reset exhibition opening Saturday night at the Contemporary Arts Center.
So what we are doing, what Dean Hovey and I are doing, is we are setting up a small corner, an oral experience, and it is going to take almost the acoustical elements of a film and take them apart from the visual, because you have so much visual there and really have no visual but just the acoustical experience. What you just heard was part of what's going to be about an hour worth of sound experiences. And this specific piece was The Old World Meets the New World in more of an abstract dream. And it's sort of a human mind expression of ancient nature, modern man, and sort of like the usual constant struggle of man with the elements and each other. There's a lot of tension and release. It sort of displays what can be done with sound as a storytelling device.
No question about it. To truly appreciate the idea of sound as a storytelling device, you're just going to have to go to the CAC's Art for Art's Sake opening on Saturday. Stand in the surround sound installation there and let your mind wander. It will be different. For more information on Giorgio Bertuccelli and his new sound venture in New Orleans, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.